Even after two decades, Mike Skell says the Penticton Elvis Festival keeps getting bigger and better every year. The president of Western Canada's largest and longest-running tribute to the King of Rock and Roll watched Saturday, June 29, as performers from across the globe took the stage at Okanagan Lake Park. "It's been a great success this weekend," said Shell, who first got involved with the local festival 20 years ago, when he played the trumpet for one of the performing Elvis Presley tribute bands. Skell said that on Friday, the event's first full day of performances, a record 1,500 people came out to enjoy the festivities. "That's the most ever for an opening day after 22 years of the show coming to life." A total of 24 professional tribute artists are competing in front of thousands of locals and tourists alike, both at Okanagan Lake Park and Penticton Trade Convention Center, this weekend. The winner of the annual contest, Skell says, will head to Memphis, Tennessee, on August 7th, for the Ultimate Elvis Finals. "I'll be there to support our winner and represent Penticton," the president of the local event said, adding that the final performances kick off Sunday at 2 p.m., inside the convention center. This year's event is headlined by London, England's Ben Thompson, widely regarded as one of the world's top Elvis tribute artists. He'll be at the convention center on Saturday night for a special performance. Surrounded by dozens of fans while signing autographs, Thompson took the stage on Saturday afternoon at Okanagan Lake Park for one song, before gearing up for the night's headliner indoors. "Everything here just keeps getting better and better," the festival's president said. "Just about all the events are sold out, with the headliner show on Saturday totally sold out." Skell also praised the 14 directors and dozens of volunteers who help make the show a reality every year. Jerry Scheff, Elvis' former bass guitarist, is also in Penticton this weekend to take the stage and pay tribute to the King of Rock and Roll. Tickets for the rest of the weekend can be found here.